Congressional staffers warned not to wear jewelry in order to avoid being robbed in Democrat-run D.C. by A.W.R. Hawkins on September 20, 2023. Congressional staffers are being advised not to wear jewelry or become distracted on cell phones while walking around in crime-ridden, Democrat-run Washington, D.C. House Administration Committee Chairman Brian Steele, R.Y., held a meeting that included Capitol Police and focused on things staffers can do to lessen the chances of becoming targets of criminals as crime surges in D.C., The Washington Times reported. Steele said, "There's no indication that crime is being reduced in our nation's capital. So people are working to make sure that they're protected." Staffers were advised against wearing jewelry on public transportation services in the city and given advice on how to position their vehicles at stoplights, in order to avoid being carjacked. Carjackings in D.C. are up 101% from where they were in 2022 and robberies are up 67%. On August 19, The Washington Post noted that while homicides are declining in some large cities, they are increasing in D.C. D.C. had witnessed 66 homicides by August 19, 2023, compared to 131 homicides by the same time in 2022. More juveniles had been shot and killed by August 19, 2023, than were shot and killed in all of 2022. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.